Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. As we spoke earlier this morning, you are the spokesperson for the Sparrow Nurses, and I know that they are contemplating going on strike. Can you bring us up to date with what's going on with the negotiations?
Well, the negotiations are expected to continue today. Hopefully, they'll sit down and meet. The nurses are also having membership meetings today to bring everyone up to date on the situation. The situation is that despite meetings last week, there was little or no progress, and talks broke off, and hopefully they'll be able to get back together and start talking. They've essentially been offered a concession contract by Sparrow Hospital, which asks them to make concessions in their health care benefits and their pension plan, and this is for the 2,100 nurses and healthcare professionals, which includes pharmacists and other people at the hospital. And everybody knows that Sparrow Hospital is a very financially successful hospital, likely because of the workers who are there. So it's under law they had to give a 10-day strike notice. They have done that. They're preparing the membership now, and hopefully we'll be ready to continue negotiations. But it's the developments have not been good.
The Michigan Nurses Association is the union for the Sparrow Nurses, and we're talking with Bob Colt from Colt Communications on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Bob, the Nurses Association states that they believe they're going to lose out. And from what I understand, through John Berg from Sparrow Hospital and through their spokesperson, Kelly Rossman, that they've been offered raises as well as increases in staffing. Is that true or false?
Well, as you know, Sparrow Hospital has been understaffed for a long time. And the wage increase, which was finally published correctly in the State Journal, was a 3-year agreement of 1% the first year, 1.5% the second and third year. At the same time, with the concessions that they have been asked to make in their health care benefits and retirement programs, the Sparrow nurses and health care professionals are going to lose a lot of money, a lot of money. The 1% wage increase doesn't cover the losses that they would have. The key issue for them really has been right-sizing the staff, having enough nurses on board to take care of the patients. So John Berg, fine guy, has been very supportive. Actually, last week we saw a change in which they brought in Kelly Rossman to attack the nurses and say a number of negative things. And it's unfortunate. The nurses are hopeful to be back at the table and negotiating today.
Well, I think the same could be said for the Michigan Nurses Association when it comes to engaging in negativity, because they have filed charges against the National Labor Relations Board. They're in affiliation with a National Nursing Association, which also is planning a strike in Grand Rapids and already has something undergoing in Kalamazoo. So are both sides playing dirty pool?
Well, you should know what the National Labor Relations Board is. It's the United States government. And now, as they would investigate the charges of unfair labor practices, this is not a nurse's charge. This is the United States government investigating Sparrow Hospital because of the actions that they've taken during labor negotiations, which are unlawful and violate federal law. So we'll let that investigation go on. It's very serious, in fact, in Kalamazoo. In Kalamazoo, the National Labor Relations Board accepted the charges. Those are going up, I think, for a final hearing at the end of the month. The judge will likely rule in the nurses' favor. I don't see that here in Lansing. It's been nearly as hostile. I think they have a communication problem. The administrators from Sparrow make an offer, walk away from the table, and never come back. And that's kind of what's happened in the negotiations so far. They've been a little more rude, not hostile.
Bob, in these trying economic times, is the money that Sparrow offering worth taking from the simple aspect that many people would be allowed to keep their jobs?
Well, you know, that's something I found interesting to hear. Hey, be lucky that you have a job. I think for all of those administrators, like John Berg, for instance, who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and then you look at a nurse, average nurse salary, about $65,000 a year, and the offer was a 1% wage increase. Very legitimate, but if they're going to cut back and make them pay more for other things, that kind of hurts. You know, the CEO of Sparrow makes more than $1 million. That's five times what the governor of Michigan makes. That's 2.5 times more than the president of the United States makes. That's twice as much as what the president of Michigan State University makes. And they're asking for concessions. Well, everybody knows the hospital's financially successful. They want to continue to be successful, and they really need the nurses to do that.
So, Bob, I'm not a rocket scientist, but it seems like to me in negotiations, you get in a room, both sides sit down, they both throw out a number, and you try to find common ground. Why can't we get to that point?
Yeah, that's what they're really searching for, a place to start toward progress. And really, we hope that they're there today. And giving up this issue of making concessions in the contract, making nurses pay more to do their job, to lose money, that's what they're going to have to give up if they're going to talk about settling a contract. And as you know, they're preparing for a strike now.
Bob, the nurses at Sparrow Hospital, is a magnet for the best nurses in the country. Do the nurses, are they hurt? Are they angry? Are they disappointed? Are they disillusioned? Where do they stand because of Sparrow's stance?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time over the last several days with the nurses. And by the way, I've never seen anyone from the National Nurses Union here. And they had made that allegation. I've never seen anyone, and I've been in nurse meetings constantly. I'm on the board of the Nurses Foundation that raises money privately to fund research for nurses and support scholarships, which is why I'm involved. And as I'm in the room, the nurses are feeling a little more anger. They're certainly disappointed. They're disappointed at how they've been insulted. They've been disappointed at how they've been approached. All the nurses and healthcare professionals at Sparrow love the hospital. They just don't like what's going on right now.
And Bob, before we let you go, I'm curious to know what your take is on the fact that if this strike occurs, nurses are going to be brought in. And talking with Kelly Rossman McKinney, she told me that Sparrow was confident that the folks that were being brought in to replace the Sparrow nurses would be as confident. And I'm wondering about that. If you have award-winning nurses and you're bringing in people who don't know the patients and don't know the environment, how can they be as good?
It just defies logic, doesn't it? I mean, you have award-winning nurses. Nurses that the hospital has spent several million dollars to promote. And then if they're not there, we'll just bring in some foreign nurses, people who don't know anything about it, maybe nurses from Canada, maybe nurses from China, for all we know, to fill in and do the job. It just doesn't seem to make any sense. And I think the nurses have gone on an effort to inform the public. Look, this is what's happening at Sparrow. It's a problem. They haven't been staffed. And we may be forced to walk out before we settle a contract.
Bob, what time are you scheduled to sit down with Sparrow Hospital today?
Well, they were still working on that. I don't know exactly. When I talked to them last night, there hadn't been a firm time that I was made aware of. The nurse membership meetings will be going on all day. And so the folks, my apologies for Jeff Breslin, who wanted to be with you this morning. He is preparing for those nurse meetings. And as soon as we have an update, we'll get to you, Tony.
How many people does the union represent? I know it's nurses and different staffing members.
2,100 at Sparrow.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much for the update. I'll be in touch.
Thanks, Tony.